Good afternoon, Jet Nation. This is Dennis Agapito, and I'm joined by a very special guest today, former Jets defensive lineman Joe Klecko. And one of the things since it was announced that the Super Bowl will be held in New York has been the weather. And it's kind of ironic that the weather is actually great football weather, nice temperatures, the winds are going to be calm. And do you think that this should be kind of a rotation now with the New York area? I mean, it's been great. They've had Manhattan, portions of Manhattan closed off. The fans are having a wonderful time. I see them out there in their colors, whether it's the Denver orange, the Seattle blue, or even the Jets green. So do you think that the MetLife Stadium should be continued to be put in the rotation as a Super Bowl venue?
Well, they have, if you listen to Roger Goodell, they have an extensive way of picking the Super Bowl site. And, I'm sure that's to basically keep everybody befuddled about where it's going next. But as far as, keeping New York in it, people don't understand, I think, the time that they can have. I've been to a lot of Super Bowls, and a lot of them are so spread out that, you really don't enjoy it because you don't get to even interact with either fans that come there for your team or fans for the other team to where there's a combativeness. I think New York just exemplifies the perfect place to have a Super Bowl. Reason being is, everything we all know, how they closed off Broadway and set up it all for the NFL. The city embraced this big time. The stadium itself, getting in and out. I mean, we move so many people through this town on a daily basis coming to work and everything. To have the Super Bowl here is very easy thing for New York to handle. But the people don't realize how many things there are to do here. I think the people that are coming here with question marks in our head are really getting to enjoy it. I think the rotation of keeping them in it, whether or not they get a Super Bowl or not, I think after this will be a very positive experience.
Now, I actually had the pleasure of watching you play, and you made the Pro Bowl in three different positions. Am I correct?
Yes, I'm the only one who did that.
Yeah. You're the only one who did that. Now, unfortunately, I mean, it's still a little bit of a touchy subject. Now, right now, currently, you're not in the Hall of Fame, and I think that that's a real shame. But, I mean, would that just put a punctuation mark on your career if you were able to finally get in the Hall of Fame, which I think you definitely deserve?
It's not a sore subject. It's what it is, I mean, believe me, I'm not jumping on no stake because I'm not in the Hall of Fame. I mean, a lot of people feel I'd be there. It could be there. I feel it'd be a wonderful thing for my family, especially because I have three kids and never seen me play. I've left the regular rotation of the voting. Now I'm in the veterans committee.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully now that the guys that are on the veterans side and a lot of the guys in the Hall of Fame that I played against, feel that I should be there. So hopefully at that point in time, maybe somebody will see the light and I'll get voted in.
Well, now you work as an analyst, and obviously you were a former player, but is it difficult at times being a former player to criticize those who are on the field now, knowing how difficult it is, day in and day out in the grind of the NFL, to really lay out and be objective? Do you find that difficult, or you just think, well, listen, it is what it is, I see what I see, and I'm going to say what I say?
Well, I don't think it's hard to be objective. I was objective when I played. I mean, I called out our own players and stuff with if they didn't do some of the right things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's not like, I'm not brutal on players because I was one. But there's certain times and places where they need to be criticized, and it's very easy for me to criticize. And I did it. So there's nobody to come out and say, well, how would you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, no, I don't find it. Being objective is not hard for me.
One of the things that's been going on in the offseason now, which was at the end of the year, John Idzik and Coach Rex Ryan said that Geno Smith was not necessarily going to be the starter going into next season. Now, a lot of Jet fans in the past criticized the organization for kind of anointing Mark Sanchez. They felt that maybe Mark Brunell wasn't the guy to push him. But there's been some criticism of Geno, of not anointing Geno Smith, so to speak, the starter. Now, how do you feel about that? Because I personally feel that, maybe Geno Smith needs to earn it every day and realize that his job is not completely 100% safe.
I believe that John Idzik brings that mentality here of the competitive level. He did it to Rex, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wound up with an extension, but at the end of the year this year, he brought him back, and he was going to play out his contract. And, of course, whatever talks they had, they extended his contract. And I think it's the same thing with players. I don't agree with anybody, unless you've really established yourself as a starter, should ever be anointed. And they, I think fans are so fickle that it doesn't matter what you say, you can't win.
Uh-huh.
In other words,
yeah.
whether they name Geno or they don't name Geno, mm-hmm. they name Mark or they didn't name Mark, I mean, it really doesn't matter, because whatever the fans think, they're going to either chastise you for it or, you know, hooray you for it. And that's the thing of, that's their choice. That's what it gets to, that is the objective thing about being a fan.
Mm-hmm. One of the things about John Idzik is, I believe, looking at him thus far, and I know it's only a short body of work, but he seems to bring a very patient, calm, collective approach, where before in the past, it seemed as if the Jets kind of tried to make, we'll say, splash moves. And you wonder a little bit if Woody Johnson was on board with some of these things, supported it, getting Brett Favre in here, trading up for Mark Sanchez, getting Tim Tebow. Do you think that maybe Woody Johnson, as an owner, has evolved and said to himself, I'm going to go in a different direction and really allow my general manager to build me a team over the long run that can have long-run success?
There's no doubt. I think what they've done is evidence of exactly what you just said. I think that they're going to allow John Idzik to go ahead and build a team. Listen, you know, the Jets may have had an attitude of any news is good news, you know, as long as you're in the press. Well, I think what happens is you gain respect by winning football games.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where this team's headed now.
Now, and you're looking at the team moving forward. And, you know, heading into this offseason, the Jets do have some additional resources that maybe they didn't have in the past as far as salary cap. They have a number of draft picks. And what are you looking at the team that they have to make a priority to get better at this season so they can move forward and take that next step and hopefully get in the playoffs?
Well, you said a mouthful right there, and that's about what it is. Listen, they've made cap room. You know, you have the ability with just Mark Sanchez and Santonio Holmes, which I don't think is going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
With those two guys alone, you can bring in a couple of A players and a couple of B players. And I believe that, you know, that's the way they're going to build it.
You know, John Idzik did say that he believed that the draft was a lifeline. So do you see maybe more of them using the draft and less of them going out and spending in free agency, maybe kind of stopgap guys, or do you see them maybe going after a big-time free agent?
No, they've got to get a couple of big-time free agents
okay.
if they want to turn it into winning. But, the draft is where good teams build their teams.
We really appreciate Joe Klecko giving us his time. And, congratulations, Joe, on your son going to Fordham. I am a Fordham grad myself, and I look forward to seeing him out on the field at Fordham.
Oh, we are too. And, you know, I'm sure he'll enjoy it more. Making a big splash up there would be big for him.
All right, Jet Nation, for Joe Klecko, this is Dennis Agapito. Thank you very much.